Viter in Shas. We're in Bava Kama, Dav Samachal. Pick it up about a middle to pay about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Let's say you have a case where a person has a fire, but over Gadr Shukavu Arba Amos. There's a Gadr that's between you and the other area. And then the fire goes and it kind of jumps over that and goes to the next area. O derech harabim, or goes over shishu rabim. O nahar, or passes over a river. Potter, then the person's going to be potter because, hey, that's a little bit nuts. And you couldn't expect that. Ay, vatanya, over gadar shukavo arba amos chayev. It says that if it goes over something that's arba amos, you're going to be chayev. Rabbapa, tani tidan, kachashiv milmala limata. Our Tana is talking about from up to down. From the upper heights to the lower ones. Sheish Amos Pater. If it's six Amos, then the person is going to be Pater. Rashi says, the Sphere Le Advad Bechlal. Because Ab, and including, until and including that thing. Chamesh Amos Pater. Six is going to be Pater. Five is going to be Pater. Ad Arba Amos Pater. Meaning if it's going down until four Amos, then a person is going to be Pater. In other words, we're saying, how low can a wall be in order to stop it? I think even if it says low, it's four amos, then it's going to work. Tana Barah, but the other Tana is milmata lamala, is going from bottom, going up. Kachoshev shtei amos chayev. If it's two amos, it's chayev. Shalosh is chayev. Ad arba amos chayev. Until four, you're going to be chayev. But once you hit four, then you're going to be putter. So that's why we say four, you're going to be putter. And when it says chayev, it means until four is when you're going to be chayev. Amareva. Arba Amos Sharma, the four Amos we say, the putter, that a person is going to be putter, is afilu b'stei kotzim, even where the field is a field of kotzim, of thorns, meaning if my field has a wall between my field and the other field, and the other field is made of kotzim, which is like basically firewood. Rashi says, afilu ha'isasad shekofetzes l'shama, or me'al gadar milei kotzim shenoach ha'esh l'varba, Ladalik putter. It's very, very normal and common that there's not many going to be putter. Amar Papa, misfas kotzim lamala arba amos. But from the edge of the thorns and up, it's got to be at least four amos. That means is, firstly, we have to have that the wall on my side has got to be four amos above where the firewood is. And it also has to be that my wall on the other side of it, if there's kotzim over there, it has to be four amos above where the kotzim are. Amarav lo shanu ela bekolachas. When is the tree going to be putter? In the case of a kolachas, that is the fire that's going straight up. Rashi says, lo shanu de putter de bekolachas eche koleach mitmar ve'ole lomayla. It goes up, 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 up. Aval benichpefes. But if it's one that's literally nichpefes, it means kafoy, it means bent. Rashi says, ruach matosa. Bekofel it's stubbed, the mamam pesik ha'shalhev, the leg is lo shemari. So it's like going flat. Rashi says, lo shachrina nichpefes eish nemucha. It's very low. And olachas v'nisrachas ba'asavim, it's kind of like it's spreading and low and ferocious. Ubiksamim sha'al gabe karka. Hilkach afilu avrederech sarabim rachav ma'od chayv. Even if it was 100 amos, it's going to be chayv. As it says, afilu ad mea chayv. Even if it's going to be 100, it's going to be chayv. Ushmul amar masnisa minichbechves. Our mission is talking about a bent fire. Aval bekolachas afilu kol shu pater. But if it's going up, then even if it's a kol shu, even if the wall between my field and yours is only a tiny little amount, then I'm going to be putter. So he says, no, not like that at all. So we have a massive machlokas here, Rav and Shmuel, right? So Rav says, everything we're talking about was on the fire is going up, but if it's going vertical, if it's going horizontal, it's going sideways, then even 100 amos is not going to be big enough, you're going to be chayv. And Shmuel says, no, if it's going, the whole Mishnah is talking about when it's going sideways, and 4 amos is enough, but if it's going up, even if it's a tiny little bit, you're going to be fine. Tanakh, we said Rav, we have a Bryce who goes and supports Rav, but Metaphor Ramur, what are we talking about? That when you have like the Rishus Arabim, this road, this going wide road, which is usually 16 amos, that's enough. Pikolachas. It's talking about where it's going up. But if it's going as horizontal, you know, it's low, it's bent, and it's there's wood over there. Even if it's a mil, you're going to be chayv. Over nahar shlulis shemichav mishmona amos pater. If a fire goes over a river or a shlulis, which we're going to explain what that means, says Rashi lekamei mafarish, then pater the person is going to be. Putter is going to be off the hook. Says the Mishnah, Derech HaRabim. If we went over Derech HaRabim, which we know Derech HaRabim is 16 Amos. We learned that from the Cheetah, for those who know what I'm talking about. Great. That is Sadi Tes in Shabbos. Man Tana. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? I'm Rav Rabbi Eliezer at the time. We learned in the Mishnah. It's coming up that Rabbi Eliezer Omer. 16 Amos like a rishus ha-rabim. Then, putter, even though we don't really read that, but then someone's going to be putter. Next one, Mishnah, Onar goes over a river. Rav Amar Nar Mamash, means an actual river. Shmuel Amar, Arisa de Daloy. Says Rashi, Yeor Katan. It's a small little stream over there. Shadolami Menu Maskin Sados. Where are you going to take this, you irrigate the stuff from? Mandamar Nar Mamash, when it says Nar Mamash, Afagad Lakamai, even if there's no water that's there, it's still good enough. Rashi says the whole verach of having a derech rabim. It comes like a derech rabim. Mandam arisa del dali, and someone says that there's this water ditch. Then e is be'emaya in, aval less be'emaya low. Only if there's water there, it's going to work. But if there's no water there, then it ain't no good. It ain't a separation. Separation. Now, we know that there is a halacha called peya. That is, that you have to leave over a corner of your field that it's got to be used for the aniyim can come and take. But if you have different fields, you have to have peya in each one of them. And it says, Rashim of Sigil Peya, Laniach Peya, Mikolach of Echad. Each field, when it's stone field, you have to go ahead and give peya from. Tanan Hossam, Ilum of Sigil Peya. These are things that go on in there, mafsik for peya. Hanachal, that is, Rashi says, Sada Mikan, Vesada Mikan, Venachal Amok Beemza. There's a river that's very deep that's in the middle. Chayv laniach peah, mikol echav reachad, you got to give peah in each one of them. V'hashlulis, and a shlulis, which we mentioned before, which didn't explain what it was. V'derech hayachid, that is that if a person has, Rosh says, arba amos, it's a private road that's going, it's at least wide, four amos. V'derech harabim, and also derech harabim, which is 16 amos. Now, my shlulis, what is a shlulis? Amar v'damar shmoel, makam shemei, Gishamim Sholem Sham. It's a place where the rainwaters gather there. Rashi says Miktzat Miskapsin, that they gather. Kamoshim in a Shalal Shal Beitzim. Davar Acher Loshon Shalal Umalkoach Davar Mikubatz. Something that gathers together. Rabbi Biyama Rabbi Yochanan. It's like this little dip where the water can go nay nay and rest over there. Rabbi Biyama Rabbi Yochanan Amasamayim. It's Amasamayim, which we learned in Moed Katan. We learned also recently. It's this Ama by Ama ditch in the field where the water goes through. Shemichaleka Shalala Agapea, which creates, which Rashi says, Shemashkin Osan, Mimenu, you water from it, Vehenos and Paris, and they make the fruits over there. So Shalal like is like the booty that you get, like it's a lot of stuff over there. Now it says the Gemara, Amandam and Makom Shemek Sham and Sholon Sham. The ones that say that it's where the rainwater gets all collected and it's Kapsin, Kolchkin Amasamayim, then clearly Amasamayim is gonna divide it. Amandam Amasamayim, the one that says Amasamayim, then Aval Makom Shemek Sham Sholon Sham Lo Mafsik, say it wouldn't be Mafsik, Dahanu, because those areas where they have their rainwater gets collected, beep, turn the page. So I'm calling base. Bagni da'ara mikri. It's called Bagni da'ari, which Rashi explains means kimo ba'agonos. It's it's like a dip in the land, and therefore it's considered part of the land itself, and it's not considered a separation for payah. Zok the next Heilig Mishnah, Madlik B'doch Shalom. This is someone goes and he lights up. You know, sometimes you got to light up. You light up in your own area, in your own Rishus. Ad Kama Ta'avor Adleika. Ad Kama, until when can the fire go? How much should I expect that it's going to travel on my land that I have to leave that amount of space up between my property and the other person's property? So that if it goes beyond that, then hey, it's not my problem. It went beyond that. If Elizabeth and Azariah Omer, Rowan Oso, Kilu hu be'emtza base core. We look at the one who lit the fire like he's in the middle of a base core. Rashi explains what that means is that im yesh lo chatzi base core, lo choruach pater. If he has half of a base core, like he's standing in the middle of the base core, so he has half on each side, then he is going to be pater. But Eliezer Omer, he says, sheishas fei amos keder chushas arabim. 16 amos like a rishas arabim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, chamishim amo. 50 amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon Omer, shalim shalim amavir esa be'era. Pasuk says the one who ignited the fire is going to pay. Hakol fiad leka. Everything goes according to the fire. You got to be specific. Rashi says kasakatay techach kamar. Hakol yishalim kol kamish hidlik bein rachuk bein karif. What do I care? If it burns it up, then it burns it up, and therefore you're going to be chayev. It's close. It's far. Ain't making no difference. You just got to know that everything goes according to the fire. So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, as far as the fire is going to go, that's what you're going to be chayev for. Says the Gemara, v'lesli Rabbi Shimon shiur b'dleika. What he doesn't hold of, there's a shiur when it comes to the idea of a fire. But tanami we're learning to the Mishnah in Bava Basra, lo yamin adam tamun or b'soch habayis. Person set up an oven inside of his house. Rashi says, b'nei ha'ir me'akvin olav, shalot tvara eish b'tikra. that they could stop him from going doing it. Says the Gemara, Ella im ken yesh al gabo gova abramas, unless that there's a space of farmas above it, because we don't want to go and burn up the ceiling, as it says Rashi. Hayamamido ba'aliyah, let's say you put it in the aliyah, the upstairs, ache tachtov maziva shlosha tvachim. It's got to be that underneath it, that it's plastered. Rashi says, tiach shel sid al tikra, v'domelo b'sefer Ezra. Now, they have to have a layer under three tfachim so it doesn't cause the fire to go down. Ubechira, but we're dealing with a bechira is less than a stove, says Rashi. Shepchusa mitanor ve'ein ma'vir, less than an oven. Ve'ein ma'virin besocha ish gadol. They don't put a big fire there. Ubechira tefach. It's got to be a tefach. Ve'im hizik, and if it goes and it damages, then mishalim ma shehizik, he has to pay that which he damaged. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo nemru shiurin alalu. They didn't say the shiurim. Elishim hizik pater milishalim. They only told the shiurim in order to teach you that the guy's going to be pater from having to pay over here. And that is, as long as you do what you got to do, then you're going to be good. So what do we see? We see over here that there actually is a certain amount of distance that it's not going to be chayev. But our mission is saying it's going to be chayev no matter what. I'm Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Avua, kolafi gavo gova adleka. What he means is everything depends on the height of the fire. If it's a tall and large fire, then what's going to happen? It's going to go greater than if it's a small type of fire. Says Rashi, "Kshesh gavoa v'gdola kofetzes merachok." It's going to go even further. What that means is we're changing our mishnah. They say no, it's not like chayiv for everything, but it just depends on each particular circumstance. We got to deal with it. So of course, if you leave the amount of distance that would be expected for a particular fire, then you're not going to be chayiv for that. So it depends the height, the breadth, which way it's going to be going. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon, Halacha goes to Rav Shimon. Chidam Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon, Halacha goes according to Rav Shimon. And that is, you got to figure out everything goes according to a particular circumstance. Next, a madlik is a gadish. Somebody goes out and they light up a stack of grain. Spoiler alert, what we're talking about over here is that he actually lit the fire in his own rishus, and then it spreads to someone else's things and it burns a stack of grain. So a madlik is a gadish. And there were kelim that were there, that were inside of it, and they got all burned up with this gadish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Meshalim Masha Besocha, he has to pay for what's inside. Like we know, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that even inside you're going to be chayef, even by ish. Chamorim, Eino Meshalim, Ela Gadish, Shal Chitim, or Shazorim, he only pays for the stack of Chitim Sarin. Rashi says, Im Chitim, Chitim Sarin, Sarin. We've seen this Mishnah earlier, but now let's keep going. I mean, we see it mentioned. Hoya Gedi Kafusla, let's say that there's a baby goat that is attached to this stack over here. And there's an Eved that's right next. Ve'eved samachlo, v'nisafimo, and the slave, he gets burned along with it. Chayev, you're going to be chayev for the one who burnt the fire over here. You have to pay for this goat and for this stack. Why are you going to be chayev? We know there's halacha, kim le b'derabi minei. Kim le b'derabi minei, ba-dum bum dum da dum da dum. Kim le b'derabi minei, ba-dum bum bum bum. That is said, if I'm going to be chayev misa as well as chayev nezek at the same time, Kimle, Kumle, you establish him, bid the rabbi, the one that's great, bine from it, so I wouldn't have to pay for it, and because I'm Chai Misa. But over here, in the case when I killed the Eved wasn't tied up, so he could have run away. That's his own problem, therefore I'm going to be Chai, I have to go and pay for that. Eved Kafuslo, if the Eved is stuck to it, and the baby goat is next to it, but if the money gets burnt up with it, even though it wasn't stuck, Potter, the one who lit that fire over there, is going to be Potter from having to pay over there, because it's Misa. Modim Chacham LeRabbi Yehuda. Remember, we're talking about the things that are hidden, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're Pater. Try that again. Rabbi says you're going to be Chai for it, and Chacham says you're Pater, but the Chacham will be Modeb Madlik Esabira if you light a fire to a big tower. Shu Meshalim Koma Shabbosok, you're going to pay everything that's inside of it. Shekin Derech Bnei Adam Leniach Bavatim, because that's the way of people to put things in houses. They'll put it in these big towers, big things, so if we're going to be chayv. Amar Rav Kahana, Zokt, Rav Kahana, Machlokas, Mamadlik, Machlokas, pardon me, is when he lights it in his own area, like we said, the spoiler alert, the Holchav Alcha B'toch Shel Chaver, and then it goes and eats from his friends. The Rabbi Yehuda Mechayv, Aniske Tamen Beish, Rabbanan Patri, that's Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, you're going to be chayav in Nezik that's hidden in Eish, and Rabbanan is going to say, you're going to be patri. If you go and light up the fire in your friend's thing, then everyone's going to see, even the Chacham is going to say, you're going to be chayav to pay for everything that's found over there, even things that aren't seen that are hidden. Amar le Rava Ihachi, if that's really true, then the Chacham are going to say that in such a case, it's going to be chayav for things hidden. At the tiny Seifa, Modem Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda, Matik, Sabira. Why do you got to say that in the Seifa that Chacham are Mode when it's a Bira, when you go and you light inside of a Bira, Rash says, Besoch Shel Chaveru, Matik is a Bira, Besoch Shel Chaveru, Afil Achi Yahav Tam, Mishum de Derech, Ben Adam, Leniach Kelim, Abatim, Avagadish Lo. Don't imply God is not. Let's sit inside. Shemashalim komash shabesocha. Shekein derech bani adam aniach babata and put things over there. Lifog vil sibidida. Why are you saying? And he agrees in a case when it's a in a beer or in a house or something like that. Why don't we argue with it in and of itself? We say, Bamed, when is it true that Chamek is going to be potter for Eish when things are hidden there? Bamadlik Besoch Shalom, when you do inside of yours. Vaholchavalcha Besoch Shalavero. Avamadlik Besoch Avero, Devirkom Shalomashavio Besoch. Everyone's going to be masking, we have to pay everything's inside of it. So this doesn't really work so well. So it says, Gomer, Allah Mareva, but Tarti Pligi. There's actually two things that they're arguing over. Pligi b'madlik b'soch shalom v'holcha v'holcha b'soch shal chavero. That's what this one machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev atamun be'esh. Rabbi Rabban and Savir lo mechayev. Pligi na b'madlik shal chavero. They're also going to be arguing in the case of madlik shal chavero. Rabbi Yehuda Savir meshalin kol mashav b'zohi pay everything is in it. V'afilu arniki. And even for an arniki, for a wallet, which is something which apparently is not normal to be over there. Rabban and Savi, they say, Kalim Shadakim Lahatim Begad, there's something that's just normally hidden in a stack of grain. It could go in Marigin or clay bakar, things that are different types of tools. Rashi says, Krushim, Nekuvim, Bahem, Yesedos, Vedashim, Bahem, as the tefuah, things that are used over to plow the fields. So yeah, it makes sense. Hudim Shalom, that's what you're going to pay. Kalim Shadakim Lahatim Begad, they're not normally hidden over there. Loma Shalom, he would not have to pay for. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.